have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Dawn Westbrook, Join me on Shabbat Saturday here at Elation Radio at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we Shabbat the Lord and declare the word of the Lord over your life for this hour. Shalom.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. He is truly an amazing God. I am totally undone with that song. I bless the Lord for it because it just seems the theme of my life right now. He has done so much for me, people of God. When I think about, you know, people say, when I think about the goodness of the Lord and what he's done for me, and it's kind of cliche, but when I think about the goodness of the Lord and what he has done for me, I tell you, I bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. My God, he has truly been my healer. He has been my victory. Hallelujah. He has been my provider. He's the one who sees my needs and provides for them. Do you hear what I'm saying? And he has been my peace when I literally almost lost my mind. Hallelujah. I remember that he was my peace in the midst of the chaos. And he is my shepherd, hallelujah, that I never want or lack any good thing. So thank you for that song, our producer, Kimmy Kim. Listen, woman of God, you got me on the floor. I was just weeping as I was listening to that because it truly was ministering to me and reminding me of why I come here every Saturday and Shabbat him. Listen, he's worthy of my praise and my worship and my adoration, because I know what he can do and is doing even now in my life and even in your life. And so I send up a resounding hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because you know what? We were created to worship him, to adore him, to lift up our hands and lift up our voices and give him praise. Glory to God. The scripture says in Revelation 4:11, you are worthy, O Lord our God, to receive glory and honor and power. And he created all things. There is nothing that exists outside of him. Amen. We were created to worship him, people of God. And that's why I can say and concur with our theme song. He is amazing. Glory to God. And he is all that and more in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. I am so excited about our host on today. I bless the Lord for this platform, and I bless the visionary. I was going to say doctor, amen, and she is a doctor, but I was going to call her something else, amen. Giving you an elevation, woman of God, Dr. Kimmy Kim Robinson, the Lord bless you for this platform. Listen, I do not take it for granted every time the Lord allows me to come through this door. For I know that it is God ordained in Jesus' name. And I love you, woman of God. Thank you so much. Well, hey, this is your host of Shabbat Saturday. I am Apostle P.D. Westbrook, and that's what we do, people of God. We come here to Shabbat the Lord because there is a great shaking going on in the heavenly realms and in the earth realm. Hallelujah. And I believe that we have been given the authority to speak and say something. Do not allow the enemy to muzzle your voice, to muzzle your vision. Hallelujah. And because we have been given that authority, we come with all boldness and no reservations. Hallelujah. No reservations. To Shabbat our awesome God and to encourage you, our listening audience on today, because this day is the day that the Lord has made. And I don't say that to be cliche. I rejoice in this day that he has made for us in the name of Jesus, because he didn't have to wake me up. He didn't have to wake you up. He didn't have to give you good health in light of COVID running rapid in our country and our amen and in other nations. But this is the day Glory to God. And so with this day, live it with everything that is within you. Be the manifestation of his glory everywhere that you go in Jesus' name. And lift up a praise, and the word says, joyful lips, amen, unto him. Have a spirit of rejoicing and joy and laughter. Let that be your heritage, because that is your portion in Jesus' name. So I am so excited. I'm already on 100 because of our guest, amen. She's no stranger to this platform. On today, we have and are honored to, glory to God, honored to have my sister queen, Prophetess Lisa Ann Harris. Woman of God, are you with us? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lisa Ann Harris is our speaker, amen, for this program. My God, today I'm going to text her real quick in the name of Jesus. She is going to be releasing the word in our hearing, and I'm so grateful, glory to God, that she is here, are going to be here shortly in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. But in any regard, I just want to say that again.
I'm on the line.
Okay, you were muted?
No, I'm on here.
Okay, praise the Lord. Well, listen, you are our speaker of the hour, woman of God, but let me introduce you. This woman of God is the host of her own broadcast. It's called on Now Network, called Women Speak Now and Be Heard with Prophetess Lisa. She's an awesome, anointed preacher, hallelujah, glory to God, whose greatest fan besides Jesus is her 8-year-old granddaughter, and that just makes me laugh, amen, and have a smile. But we are here on Shabbat Saturday to inspire you and to move you in the realm of his glory. Right, Prophetess Harris?
Amen.
So I want to thank you, each and every one, for joining us this afternoon on Shabbat Saturday. Prophetess Lisa Harris, go forth, woman
amen.
Of God. Let the Lord use you.
Amen. Praise the Lord on this afternoon. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Such an honor and a privilege just to be able to come before God, kingdom mind peoples on this afternoon. Amen. So every time we come concerning anything about the kingdom of God, we should always be excited. Amen. I just praise God for another opportunity to allow me to be able to come before you and you on today. Amen. It's honor and privilege just to come, and just want to tell the Lord thank you. Hallelujah. Let's go into a quick prayer, then we're going to jump right into this word of God. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just come before your presence this afternoon. We come before you bowed our head and humble heart. Father God, we come just to tell the Lord thank you. Realize that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. I was glad when they said unto me, let you and me come into the house of the Lord. Oh, magnify the Lord with us. Hallelujah. And let us celebrate his name on today. So, Father God, we ask you today that you would just have your way, God. Move me all the way out of the way, God. That you speak through my lips of clay, God. Whatever you have me to say unto your people, you get the glory and you get the honor. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen. 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 Well, praise the Lord again. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to be talking about today. It's going to be talking about being devoted, committed, and being faithful unto God. You know, all those three ties in together, because whatever we need for God in this season, we have to be devoted. Devoted is how we loyalty. Being devoted, in other words, I'm going to devote myself unto God. I'm going to devote some time every day at nighttime, set some time aside that I'm going to devote myself unto prayer, unto fasting, unto seeking God, unto reading my word, whatever it is. When you make a promise to God that I'm going to devote myself unto you, amen, the Bible said don't make a vow to God that we're not going to keep it. We know we all don't make vows. We all don't make promises to God. But the good thing about it, we don't have to continue to break the vows. Hallelujah. We don't have to continue to break the promise. Amen. Because once we grow in the kingdom of God, we should be mature enough that we don't want to keep making the same
same mistake, making the same promises, not keeping our words. So once we devote ourselves over to God, even in that, it's a price that we have to pay. So we can allow anything to cause us, get us our focus, out of our place, out of our position. Come on. The Bible says you have to watch those small boxes. Amen. It says devote, committed, and being faithful unto God. Unto God. Don't allow anything, anybody, come on a three thing, person, place, or thing, right? Do not allow anything to get you or me off course. We have to watch those small foxes and the small thing. If we stay and continue to stay devoted, committed, faithful unto God, God will let you and me know that the enemy is coming. This trying to come, amen. Because when you have a devoted with God, you have you and Him have a one-on-one relationship with God, with Jesus the Lord. They all three are the same. He will let you and me know that you need to go ahead and fast. You need to pray. Get yourself prepared for warfare, amen. See, that's why it's so important that we stay devoted and committed and faithful unto God. When we go through these tests and these trials, God will prepare us to be able to go through it. Come on. We'll go through it and we'll come out. And if I believe, Prophet Isaiah say, we walk through the fire, we won't get burned. Walk through the flood, we won't overdrown ourselves. If we just continue to stay devoted, committed, faithful. It's not hard doing that once you shift your mind and once you refrain your mind, your heart, and your spirit on a daily, I'm going to devote myself at a certain hour, a certain morning that I'm going to pray. I'm going to fast. I'm going to meditate. I'm going to commit myself. I'm going to stay faithful unto this because I made a vow to God every day. I'm going to get out my bed 3, 5, 6, whatever time it is, that means you are devoted until that time. So guess what? Once we get into our prayer room, the prayer chain at the altar, the Father, He's waiting on you and me to get there. And why you say that? Because He said, you told me at 5 a.m. you're going to be on your face. So that means I am devoted to 5 a.m. prayer, fasting, seeking the face of God. I'm committed to that. I'm faithful to that. I'm loyal to that. So we have to watch that when we make those kind of promises and devote and commit faithful to God. Don't you know the enemy hear our conversation? That's why it's so important that we speak in tongues. We pray silent before God. Because when we pray silent, the enemy can't really, he can't hear our thought. So that's why it's so important that we stay devoted. Come on, hallelujah. That means when the enemy tried to come in like a flood, God said He will lift up our standards for who? For you and me. Amen. And stay continue devoted, favor unto God. And He will let you and me know that this is getting ready to come. This is getting ready to take place. But God says, stand your course. Come on, somebody. You got to stay in your place. Stay in your position. You got to keep your guard up 24/7. That's why it's important that we should put on the whole armor of God every day, that we can be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy. He said, when we done all we can do, stand there for gird up your lion with truth. Put on the whole armor of God, Ephesians 6:10, every day. When we walk out our house, we should put the whole armor of God on. We need to learn how to pray. God go before me. God, I send the angels in before me, God. God, go in, God. Go into this land. Spot the land, God, before I go in. That's why it's so important that we seek God before we make any decision. And He said, all you get an understanding. Understand the word of God, but you can't understand the word of God if you're not devoted, if you're not committed, if you're not staying faithful to the word of God. There's no way you're going to be able to hear from God. You got to spend time with God. You got to know the voice of God. He said, my sheep know my voice, my stranger, they will not follow. Stay on the course. Amen. The word of God say that what? The race not given to the swift, nor the strong, but the one that's going to endure to the end. We got to be real. Some of us, we don't want to endure. We don't want to go through things. Amen. You got to go through to come out. where there's no test, there's no testimony. So he said today, the raise is not given. It doesn't matter who got to go up the head of you and me. God said, I'm not looking at that. What I'm looking at, who going to endure? Who will continue to stay devoted? Who will continue to stay committed? Who will commit and stay faithful unto me? Whatever God promised you and me in 2022, God going to make his word come to pass. But how it going to come to pass, we got to stay devoted. We got to stay committed. We got to stay faithful unto God. Amen. Hallelujah. And we got to stay focused. Don't get off the course. Don't get out of your place. Don't get out of your position. Amen. The key thing is, some of us, we lose focus so easy. Don't be distraction. The Bible says you got to watch those small foxes. Come on, somebody. And we got to be watchful, prayerful, watchful, seeking God daily on a daily basis. Because God will let us know, this is getting ready to happen. I need you to prepare yourself for this test, for this trial. Come on, you're going to be tested, you're going to be tried. So he said, if you continue to stay devoted to me, stay committed to me, stay faithful unto me, hallelujah, no harm shall come upon you and me. But we got to be extra careful in this season 2022, amen. The Bible said the enemy go to and fro seeking in the earth realm. Who he may divide. So what you saying? He said, I have nobody really in mind, but I'm looking for a person that has not been devoted, not been committed, not faithful. They ain't fast. They ain't pray. They ain't seek God. So that's when he coming in like a flood, because he know that we in a place where we don't got comfortable. Comfortable now that we don't want to pray, we don't want to fast, we want to see God. Oh, it don't take all of that. Baby, it takes all that and more. We can quote Ephesians 3:20. Amen. The word of God said, not to him that's able to do a sealing above all, that we can ask a thing according to the power working in us. All that is good. But you still got to have that devoted. You still got to be committed. You still got to be faithful. You got to be loyal to God. Amen. The Bible said, the just shall live by faith. How can we live by faith if we're not devoted? We're not committed. We're not faithful. Faith is faith. Trust in God. Stepping up. Stepping up. Stepping out the boat, stepping out the ship. Come on, somebody. That's where your faith is at. God say we all have faith, but do you really have faith for real? If you continue to stay devoted, committed to faithful to God, faithful. That's a faith on there, but it got an F-U-L on them. So he said you got to continue to stay faithful who? Unto me. Amen. Devoted means that you consecrate yourself. What is consecration? I'm going in fast. I'm going to lay before God. I'm getting away from this, my phone, my Instagram, my Twitter, whatever it is. I got to consecrate before the Lord, because some people's asking me to go in on their behalf. So I'm going to go in before the people that ask me. I'm going to consecrate myself before God, and I'm going to stay there until God releases me. Amen. So what the definition of, I mean, being consecration is, it's just what? Devoted, very loving, loyalty, devoted, to serve God, to give over to direction and allow him to direct her, and time to give most of your time, your energy, your attention to somebody. Who is somebody? Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. So we need today, people of God, stay devoted, stay on the course, stay on the path. Stay in your place. Stay in your position. Everybody going through different things right now. But if we stay devoted and stay committed, stay faithful to God, he said he never sees his righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. If we are the righteous woman, righteous man of God, he said he never seen a forsaken. So what you think? God said, I'm going to take care of you. If you take care of me, I'm going to take care of you. And he said, whatever you may happen for somebody else, God said, I will make it happen for you. But we got to stay on the course. Amen. And being committed. feeling dedication. Commit. I commit myself to this. Amen. Like today, the woman God asked me by speaking. So guess what I did? This assignment today. Amen. So it don't matter what I had to do from this morning to now, I commit to this assignment. So that means I have to carry it out. Come on, I can't allow nothing to distract me. I can let nothing to get me off focus, off course. Come on, ain't about how I'm feeling in my natural body. My spirit has to line up with my natural body because I had commit today. Today. Uh-huh. Come on. See, when we commit to something, that means your word is out there. That's feeling real good right there. Being a dedication lawyer, carry it out. Commit. Being faithful. Being true to one's word. A commitment as to what one's word commitment. Your word is your bond. Once you put something out there in the airway, guess what? We can't take it back. So we need to be very careful in this season. What are we releasing out of our mouth? Come on, somebody. The Bible says blessing and cursing can't come out the same mouth. Come on, somebody. Bitter sweet water can't come out the same mouth. So in this season, we need to be extra careful what we releasing out of our mouth. Our words carry weight. They carry power. That's access to what we say. So we, especially prophets and prophetess, apostles and the faithful ministry, we got to be extra careful what we say out of our mouth, what we release out of our mouth. Hallelujah. Your word should be edifying for the body of Christ. We should be encouraging people's up. Everybody going through different things, but we don't have time to talk about nobody. Come on, somebody. We need to be encouraged, our sisters and brothers, kingdom-minded women, kingdom-minded men of God. We're supposed to be building people's up. Come on, edifying. Hallelujah. I was at today at a fight to school, a bash today, and we were just sitting around talking to me, some old lady, this young lady. And she told herself, she said, I'm getting a lot of wisdom for these two ladies today. See, I'm saying God had allowed us to pour into her. And we was telling what the word of the Lord say. And I said, your husband is your covenant. God is covering your husband. So today we sat around. We were just talking about the word of God. And I said, you know, the word of God, that belly in our belly began to leap. And what you're saying, it means the word come to bear witness. That word shift, it causes a joy such a in life. So, oh, my God, that means that baby is leaping in your belly because what you're saying is bearing witness. Come on, hallelujah. Our word should be edified. Our word should be so positive, so powerful that it's cutting. People come around them. We should be making an impact on people, and we should be making a change. But you cannot do that if you ain't been devoted. You ain't been faithful to God all the way up to Saturday. What have you been doing from Sunday to now? Come on, somebody. When you know you got this priest today, I fast today. I haven't had anything to eat because I said, Lord, I got to go on this line. So I need to be empty so I can give the people what they need. So when I get off this line, I'm going to eat. Because, see, when you bring in forth a word for people of God, you don't need to be eating a whole lot of substance, natural food. Spiritual food. So when you open your mouth, they can hear the power, hear the anointing, hear the spirit of God, because you're not full off of fleshly food, but you should be full off of spiritual food. Whenever I have to preach everything, I make sure that I be devoted, committed, faithful. I be consecrating myself before God. I'm watching my conversation. I ain't been on the phone none today, but my daughters and very be careful with the phone call, because you got to be careful with the phone call. Amen. Because when you give it a faith of the word of God, you gotta watch the distraction. Watch the small things. Watch the foxes. So that's why we got to be very careful in this season. Amen. We got to carry out our commitment. Amen. Like I said, once your word go out there, you can't take the word back. So we have time to think before we do what? Release the word. Come on, somebody. Somebody call us. I need to pray for me. I need you to be touching and agree with me. First of all, you need to make sure it's the person in line with God. We can go in on their behalf, but make sure are they in line? Are they in right status with God? Where are they at with God? Amen. That's why it's so important before I pray for anybody. I always repent. You know what I'm saying? I repent. God, forgive us anything we said and we did. God, you know, that's not put into your sight. The prayers will not be hindered. We're not going to hurt. The Bible says we should repent daily. Amen. Hallelujah. Now we're talking about faithful. Being faithful unto God. Faithful unto your ministry. Faithful unto whatever the assignment that God has given you and me. Now, we can talk about Hebrews 11 and 1. Now, faith is a something hopeful, and it's a thing not seen. All that is good. But it's still brought down, do you really have faith for real? Do you really trust God for real? If we really do trust God, people of God, when God gives us assignment, we won't question it. If God say in 3 days, I need you to do this, guess what? God already don't send the word to you. He sending 2 or 3 winners out of his mouth should be established. So we should be already in a place of being devoted, committed, faithful. I know God giving to do something. I know God giving to move. I don't know when. I don't know how. But I know that God is giving me to do something. I feel it in my spirit. There's a certain in my spirit. So he says, stay faithful unto me. Faithful, being true to one's word. Our commitment as to what has pleased to do. And what does the Lord require? To you, I justify, and to love, mercy, to walk, staying humble before God, humble with your God, remaining loyalty and steadfast. Throughout, God hears correction. He remained faithful to the principle. But do we remain faithful unto God? Can we be faithful to our own self? Can we keep it real and just let people know, I do have faith, but I need more faith. I know I should trust God more. I know I should be more devoted. I should be more commitment. I should be further than where I am right now. So get what the Bible says. You run the race well. Who do you allow to hinder you? Uh-oh. Ooh, ha-ha. See, we got to stop telling the devil, the enemy. No, 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 no. God said you ran the race well. Who do you allow to hinder you? So what he's saying is, I'm asking you a question. He said you allow something to hinder you. You started out real good. Come on. You were faithful, committed, dedicated, loyal to God, all of that. But who do you allow to hinder you? Who do you allow to come into your space, come on, come into your circle, come into your place and your position in the kingdom of God, that you allow them to cause you to be hindered? Because guess what? You are not committed. You are not dedicated. You were not faithful. You were not loyal to God. Because if we would have stayed with those 4 things right there, even when the enemy would have tried to come into us, God was warning us, come on. He speak to us and let us know, this is what's getting ready to happen. This is what I need you to do. I need you to fast. I need you to pray. I need you to consecrate yourself before me. Because this assignment, this is a test. This is something getting ready to happen. So he said, I'm trying to get you, I'm warning you now, so you won't get off course. You stay in your place, hold your position. But guess what? We will not be able to do that if we have not devoted ourselves in fasting and praying and seeking God and laying before God, calling on his name. He said, these kind come through much fasting and prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. See, we could have had all kind of stuff today. I went to this fight the school bash. They had grilled hamburgers and hot dogs. Guess what? I said, yes, you can fix me a plate. I'm going to take it with me. because I was determined not to put nothing into my system, my body, to after this word of God. So we cannot be tempted by the enemy. Come on, hallelujah. When you come before the peoples of God, they should be hearing all, not least them, but the woman of God, enemy, amen. So if we got to come empty before God, naked and not ashamed. Come on, somebody. When we come before the people of God, we want to be real. We want them to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is speaking through you and me. Come on, hallelujah. He said, who have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to you and me? He did say church, but guess what? We are the church. We are the body of Christ. Only God they're going to see is that you and me. We have to live a life before people. They can see you and me. Come on. Don't allow our character get us out of place, out of position. That's why we got to stay humble. Humble as little children, we are his daughters. We are his son. We are the chosen one. Hallelujah. We're going to go to 1 Samuel 2:25. And I will raise me up a faithful priest. Uh-oh. Some of us need to tell God today, tonight, God, I need you to raise me up. Because some of us, we allow men or woman to try to raise us up, but only God can raise us up. Come on, somebody. The Bible says who he elevate, who he give promotion to, he do. God will not bring us down, but sometimes we connect to these men and women of God, and we don't do what they say do. They want to do what? Try to bring us down. That's why he told Samuel. Samuel, I will raise me up a faithful priest that shall do according to that which is in my heart. We need to be like Jesus told 1 Samuel. I'm going to raise you up to be a priest, and you're going to do everything according to my heart. And Samuel carried on out and in my mind, and I will build him a sure house. He shall walk before my anointing forever. There are some things that Samuel had to do. Amen. There are some things that we need to do also. See, when God raised us up, he said, he blessed, no man can curse. Come on, somebody. Take nobody to curse you and me, baby. You got to know who you are in the kingdom of God. See, you need to ask a question. Do you know who you are? I know who I am, but my question is, do you know who you are? Do you know the assets, the kingdom? Do you know the anointing, the power that God has given you and me today? Come on, you got to know what God has given you. Come on, we have access to the kingdom of God. We can go in, and he told Joshua, go in and possess the land. We can go in and begin to possess things also. But if you're not being devoted, committed, been faithful, been loyal, been dedicated to God, you can't go in and possess nothing. If you want more power, more spirit, more anointing, more revelation, more wisdom, more knowledge, you got to spend time in the Word of God. You got to feed your natural man and your Word of God. The spirit's being fed, but you got to feed your own self. Every day, you got to digest the word of God. Every night, if I go to bed, I read Psalms 91, Ephesians 6 and 10 through 21. I read Psalm 23. Every night before I go to bed, so when I go to bed, I want to be able to sleep because I have devoted. I have committed. I've been faithful, I've been loyal, dedicated to God. And I make sure I get on my face and pray. I might be tired in my body, but guess what? God, I owe you. I owe you this prayer time. I owe you this fasting. I owe you this consecration. Come on. The more anointing, the more oil on our life, you got to spend time in prayer. What you mean? We need to get in the face of God. God, you know my name. God, I'm your daughter. God, here I am again. Yes, your daughter Lisa. I'm back again, God. Here I am. He should know your name personal. Come on. That means he said, I'm trying to get your divine attention. Today, people of God, stay devoted. Stay committed. Stay faithful. Stay loyalty. Stay dedicated. Stay on the course. Stay in your place. Stay in your position. Don't allow these small things to pull us out. That's what the Bible says. Watch the small foxes. Come on. Hallelujah. It's as if in the natural, if we go to the store and buy a bag of oranges, we're not going to wear. We ain't going to sit here in this store and try to look through the whole bag of oranges and trying to find one got a spot on it. One might be going back. We're not going to do that. But when we get home, we should take them out the bag, put them in a bowl, and you should take one out at a time and look at them. Make sure that's not one bag orange, because guess what's going to happen? If you don't get that one bag orange out of that bag in time enough, what's on that one bag orange, it's going to begin to spread to your other oranges. And guess what? Eventually, they're going to get bad. So that's why we should do ourselves like this. We need to examine ourselves daily. God, been devoted to you. God, has I been committed? God, has I been faithful? God, has I been loyalty? Has I been dedicated to you? And then the question is today, when is the last time you consecrate yourself before God? When the last time we lay before God, we went into a shut-in, and we stayed there until we know God, till we hear from God. We stayed there till God spoke a divine word to you and me. Whenever I go lay my face in prayer, I'll lay there for some minute, just in case God need to give me some instruction, in case God need to speak back to me. Amen. Sometimes we go into prayer, we just praying and praying and praying. Sometimes we should just go in and lay silent before the Lord. Father, do you desire to speak to me? Father, I'm here. My ears are open. My spirit is open. My heart is open. See, we need to go in sometimes and just don't say nothing. Just lay in the presence of the Lord and allow God to fill us up. Turn us today. We need to tell God, make me over again. Come on, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some of us got some things in us from our pastors, our bishops, and apostles, and we still carry around some old things and some things they said to us. Don't you know you have to renounce different spirits when you come from a ministry that you know might have been a bondage or whatever it was? You have to go back and renounce that. But if you don't re-announce that, when you go into a new ministry, you're going to carry that same, whatever it was, into a new ministry. What you're saying? You're going to have that same mindset. Well, I remember what he said this. See, you should never go into a new ministry with the same old thing from your old ministry. It's okay that we learn, but some things that we know it was not of God. And some of us, we got to be real. We stay in a ministry long enough we supposed to have stayed. Other words, what you saying? Your expired date had came. But you allowed fear to grip you. I don't want to move. I don't want to talk about me. But the Lord said, go. The Bible said, whatever you're going to do, do it quickly. Come on. Hallelujah. What you saying? God said, I don't need to tarry. But hi, if you don't know the voice of God, you're going to stay there. You're going to be stuck in that rut. Amen. I'm reading my last scripture, and I'm ready. It's going to be done. Amen. Romans 12 and 10. Romans 12 and 10. Just what the word of the Lord is saying. Talking about being you transformed, renewing your mind. Amen. Romans 12 verse 10 say, be kindly affliction one to another. Uh-oh. So has we been kindly to one another? Has we been speaking sweet things to one another? Has we been encouraging our sister and brother? Uh-huh. Think about it. Has we said any positive thing to our sisters and brother? Be kindly and affliction one to another, which brotherly love and honor, preferring one another. Think about that. I'm going to read verse 11. This is good. It's a not slothful in business, firm in spirit, serving the Lord. Serving the Lord, rejoice in hope, patient, tribulation, continue, instant in prayer at all times. See, the Bible says, yes, men should pray at all times, but we women, we should be praying also. Amen. That's the key thing that, you know, I love God so much because I love him. Why I love him so much? Because when I get like on my prayer time, fasting, seeking God, he quickly whispers in my ear and he tell me, Daughter Lisa, you ain't pray, Daughter Lisa. You ain't fast lately. See, so what he doing, he getting my attention because he know that I'm leaning to my own understanding. He know that I'm allowing my flesh to cause me to about to get me in big boy trouble. So he speak to me and say, Daughter Lisa, I notice you've been eating every day now. You always give me 2 or 3 days of fasting. Because he know the enemy is trying to get me off course, off focus. So God speak to me quickly, and he remind me that something that I have not did, not him, something that we did not do. See, that's why he said we ran the race well. But he said, who did we allow to hinder us? Who did we allow to get us off course, off focus, out of your place, out of your position? Come on. That can easily happen to any of us. You know why? Because we're not in the place of prayer. We're not fasting. We're not seeking to God. We're not doing what we need to do. So that's why the little thing kind of get us our focus, and God sent for things in our life so we can get back quicker into that place and into where we need to be in. Because if we don't get back in there quicker, we'll find ourselves in a compromising position. We'll find ourselves feeling good. We're enjoying that. And before you know it, you're all the way off course. Now, the enemy got you all the way out of your place, and he finna come in as a roaring lion and finna eat you and me up because we have not been devoted. We have not stayed committed. We not stayed faithful. We not stayed dedicated. We not stayed loyal to God. So God finna send something in as a flood. Why? So he said, I need you to get yourself back together. Get up. Check yourself out. Get up. We don't have time for no pity party. Come on, y'all. We don't have time to be crying and momming and complaining about this and that because God been too good to you and me. So we need to learn how to quickly get up. Get myself together. We all made mistakes. We all said wrong things. We all did wrong doing. But the Father is here today. They put us back together again. So we need to stay devoted, committed, faithful, dedication, loyalty, God. Amen. He called it the women of God. Fight to the altar. He said, where is my wailing women at? Where is the midwives at? Come on, y'all. You know, we don't have midwives in the church no more. We don't have too many people going to the altar and crying out before God before the service time because they feel like it don't take all of that. But, baby, let me tell you something. I'm here to tell you it's going to take that and more now. We're living in perilous time that we better fast and pray and seek God like never, ever before. This is ever the time. We better cry out to God now while we have an opportunity. And we better do it quickly because I'm telling you today, we better stay on the course. I don't know about you all. I cannot afford not to fast. I cannot afford not to stay devoted and stay committed and stay faithful to God. I don't care. I don't care. That's why I don't really have a whole lot of people I'm connecting myself to. You have to be careful, to again, who we connect ourselves to. If you have a prophetic or apostolic ministry on your life, you got to stay connected to those those kind of kingdom mind women and men of God. Why? Because they can continue to pour into you, continue to pour into me. I continue to pour into to a different one. We got to be careful in this season who we allow to whistle in our ear gate. The Bible says, guard your ear gates, guard your heart, guard your spirit, and guard your anointing. And in my closing, I'm encouraged every woman or man of God listening on this line today that you will get back into your righteous place. And when we get back into that place, we need to stay there. Don't allow this small thing to get up our course and get us our focus and get us out of our position. Because we got to be extra careful, because that can easily happen to the apostle, the bishop. Come on. If whoever you're called, you're chosen to be, if you ain't committed, devoted to God, you can get out of your place, position, and you will find yourself don't even know what happened. You know why? Because you lost focus. Just like that. The key thing today in my closing, people say, God, stay devoted, stay committed, stay faithful, stay loyalty, stay dedicated to God. Don't allow these small things to pull us out of our place and position. Watch the small thing. Watch your conversation. Amen. Watch who you connect yourself with. Amen. Again, if it's not edifying, then we should not even talk on the phone. Amen. I don't have time for people in and out. They want to bring your life down and gone. You know what? I learned one thing. When God said their time had expired, them people, let them go. Don't be crying and say what happened. God say, I separate you for elevation comes, what happened? There has to be what a separation. God can't elevate us when we people don't want to go where God takes us. In this season, don't you pull nobody. Don't you drag nobody. Don't you pump nobody up to go with you. You got to know that God connects you and me for the season to help build the kingdom of God. Y'all be blessed. I love you all. Thank you again, Apostle, for allowing me to come today. And God, get all the glory, all the honor. It's back in your hand, Apostle. God bless you, woman of God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Would you like to pray to close out your message?
Sure. Yeah, sure.
Amen.
No problem.
Amen.
Amen. However you want me to do it, it's up to you.
Pray to close out your message, and then I'll come back behind you. Amen.
Okay. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come before your presence this afternoon. Father God, we come to asking you, God, almighty God, that you will help us to be devoted, even be more devoted unto you. Father God, we ask you to help us, Father God, that we will be more committed to you. Father God, we ask you today, God, help us to be more faithful unto you, God. Father, for to be more dedicated to you, that we will dedicate our time, that we will set aside some time for you. Father God, help us to consecrate ourselves before you even more, God. Help us to lay aside every weight, God. Lay aside every distraction, God. Father God, help us to not allow anything to get us out of place, out of position in the kingdom of God. Ever better time now, Father God, we got to stay focused. Hallelujah. We got to be anchored and rooted in the word of God. We got to fast and pray. We got to seek God like never before. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father God, we pray that this word today will begin to absorb in us, God. We pray today that this word, God, will begin to examine us, God, even no more. And we begin to tell ourselves, I got to push Father, hallelujah. I got to push even the more. I got to pray even the more. I got to fast even the more today. Hallelujah, God. Allow this word to cut us inside out, God. Allow this word to go inside of us today, God. And God, we're going to examine ourselves today, God. And we're going to say, what is it I'm missing? Hallelujah. What do I need to do, God? What I must do, God, to get closer to you? you today, God. I'm praying for the peoples of God today, God, that they will allow the Holy Ghost, God, to do it itself in them and that today, God. That, God, we will help them today. Get closer to you, God, and closer to each other today. Help us, God, to build up, God, edify your peoples of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Help us to speak positive things over the peoples of God's mind, God. Help us to pray and cover each other, God. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you today, God, that you are our Jehovah. You are El Shaddai. You are our provider. You are our healer. You are our strength today, oh God. Lord, we thank you today for just one more opportunity, God, to be in your presence. Mama, Obosha. We thank you today, God. Nana Oshikane Osha. Lord, we thank you today, God. Even the air we take in, the air we take out today. Lord, we thank you, Father God, that you Alpha Omega. You are the beginning to the end, God. You are a Jehovah. You are our El Shaddai. You are a provider. You are our healer. You are our strength today. You are a redeemer today, God. I thank you today, God. One more opportunity today. God bless your people today, oh God. God allows to digest this word in us, oh God. Lord, we don't want to hear the word. We want to be a doer. We want to apply the word in us today, God. And God, we're going to do something today, God. You said today we must, God, stay devoted. We must stay committed. We must stay faithful. We must stay dedicated. We must pursue God today, Jesus. Hallelujah. God, continue to give us a heart after you, God. Give us a mind after you, God. Give us a spirit after you today, oh God. The song says, I'm chasing after you more and more and more, God, today. Lord, we come before you today, Jesus. Just want to tell the Lord, thank you. Father God, we had 10,000 tongues, God, it just wouldn't be enough. God, you get the glory, hallelujah. You get the honor, you get the praise. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray this prayer in faith. We seal it today with the blood of Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you again. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory. We hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Thank you,
yes,
Father.
Lord. Glory
hallelujah.
To God.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Father.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Father God.
Mm. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Glory
Jesus.
To God. Glory to God.
Thank you, Father.
People of
thank
God,
you.
Thank you so much, woman of God, for that prayer. That sealed it. Amen. We thank you for that word. But as the Holy Spirit said, let her seal it with a prayer. Hallelujah. So I thank
yes.
you for the word that was released in our hearing. Truly, 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 he
yes,
is
God.
A faithful God. Amen.
Yes, he
that
is.
Says he is the God of what? The scripture says, great
yes,
is your faithfulness.
God.
Thank you, Holy
thank
Spirit.
Thank you, Father.
And it says that he is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent.
Yes.
Has he said,
yes.
and will he not do it? Amen. Has he spoken, and will he
yes,
not
God.
Make it good? Hallelujah.
Yes.
I thank
hallelujah.
God for this word. That he's just reinforcing and distressing some things in this hour that we need
yes,
to be devoted,
God.
Committed, faithful, loyal. Hallelujah. Take time to read your word.
Yes.
Set time aside to pray.
Pray
to
with
go
the
into
Lord.
His
yes,
presence.
Yes.
Seek him. Amen. And don't allow anything to get you off course in this hour.
Yes.
Those little foxes that eat at the vine in the name of Jesus, do not allow them to deter you. It is part of your journey, and your journey is going to allow you to fulfill your mandate. The Lord will
yes.
not, I should say, the Lord will let you know what is needed. Amen. As
mm-hmm.
you spend time
mm-hmm.
with him, as you go into his presence, and he will prepare you. Glory to God. As you have to go through the process. I
yes.
heard someone say the process is necessary for the promise. And so
it
allow
is.
Him
yeah.
to instruct you as you continue to commit yourself unto
yes,
him.
God.
Glory to God. As you continue
mm-hmm.
to allow him to instruct you because you are in his presence and you are being
amen.
Still and listening. Hallelujah. I love what you've all said in the course of being committed, woman of God, and being devoted and being faithful to, and being faithful and allow the consecration, the process of the consecration as you go in the presence of God. Allow God all of your focus, people of God.
Yes.
The word says, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you
in
the name of Jesus. As you commit your works unto him and your thoughts, they'll be established. Everything you set your hand to, hallelujah, it will prosper. But you cannot allow
God.
Yourself to be tempted in this hour or to be distracted or be deterred. You have to have it all working along, because faith without works is dead. So your faith must be active, not dormant, in the name of Jesus. It's so, so very important. We need the Lord to show us himself as we allow him to do a work in us. I love the scripture that says, show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy path. As you commit to
God.
Your way unto the Lord and trust in him, he shall bring it to pass. Listen, people of God, did you hear the Spirit of the Lord say through prophetess Lisa Harris, get up, get yourself together quickly? And then the scripture came to me, repent ye therefore and be converted. Repent.
Yes.
Hallelujah. It is an hour for repenting, and it's also an hour for going back. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Going back. Go back to the basics. Go back to the altar. Hallelujah. Allow him to teach you in this hour in the name of Jesus. Go back, because if we are indeed living in, and we are in these perilous times, you have to digest the word, all of it, the whole load. You have to be loyal, as the woman of God said. You have to be faithful. You have to be dedicated. You have to be surrendered. Hallelujah. The scripture told us already, I beseech ye therefore, what? By the mercy of God. Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your civil service, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Because he wants to perfect your heart. So stay devoted. Stay committed. Stay loyal. Stay faithful. And remember, it's all so, so, so powerful that if we can just remember that he loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son. He gave himself. So why can't we give all of ourselves? I'm telling you, the Spirit is saying, I want all of you or none of you. That means your devotion. That means your commitment. That means your loyalty. That means your faithfulness. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these other things are going to be added unto you. There is indeed a separation occurring in the body of Christ. So be faithful. Be committed. Allow him to sanctify you and go through the process of consecration in Jesus' name. I am so blessed by this word. As I listened and I was connecting the dots, I thank God for the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And for the word that has been released. I'm telling you, people of God, God is in the process of doing something great and mighty and awesome in us. And he is raising up a remnant of people, a remnant of people that will obey him, that will hearken unto his voice, that will surrender, but not just surrender, but be completely surrendered in Jesus' name. And I am excited about the manifestation of the sons of God that is coming forth. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much, Prophetess. I enjoyed this word on today. I look forward to listening to the rebroadcast in Jesus' name. And I pray that the Lord will replenish you and pour back into you what you have released to us in this hour.
God.
Take your position, people of God. Take your position.
Amen.
Regardless of what is going on, be a vessel that he can use in this hour. Seek him until the breakthrough comes that's needed in you. Let him break everything that is unlike you, like him
in yes. you that is not in alignment yes, with his word and will for your life. Let him break it. Let him tear it apart from you. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Because he wants to replace it with himself.
Yes,
in Jesus'
does.
Name. Hallelujah. Well, woman
Hallelujah.
Of God, thank you again. Thank you again. I bless the Lord for you, for this word.
Yes.
There is no doubt what the Spirit of the Lord has released today in Jesus' name. I thank him for the shift that is occurring in this season. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and again, I'm so grateful for you for being here
yes.
on today. It is always an honor. Hallelujah. And know beyond a shadow of doubt that God is speaking to us today.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he
and
is.
I just heard the word repentance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Turn back.
Mm-hmm.
Go back. Get back in alignment in the
mm-hmm.
name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So if anyone on this line does not know the Lord Jesus Christ and you have not accepted him as your personal Lord and Savior, I would like to pray a prayer of salvation. I would be more than happy to do it, but sister, my sister queen, if you are led to do it, amen, you're welcome to do so.
Hmm.
But Father God, I thank you, Lord, for those that are listening under the sound of our voice and later on the rebroadcast. You said if we confess our sins and ask for forgiveness, that you would come into our heart and that you would be our Lord and our Savior. And you would take, as we allow you to, in the processing, take complete control of our life and help us to walk in your footsteps daily by the power of the Holy Spirit. If you have accepted those words, as I've said, he will come in and abide with you and in you in Jesus' name. He will totally change your life. In
yes,
Jesus' name. And
Hallelujah.
You will not be the same. Ask God for forgiveness. Confess Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. And accept him now. As you have said this prayer of salvation, this is your first step in having intimacy and a relationship with the Father. And I would add, in Jesus' name, Lord, now I pray that you would lead them to a church or to
yes,
a mentor
God.
That will grow them up in the things of the Lord and that they will come to know you even in a greater capacity in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Lord.
Father.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The scripture says that heaven rejoices over one. So I thank you for that one, Father God,
yes.
that has accepted you as your personal Lord and Savior this day. Because that is what it's all about, people of God. That's why we come here. We want to expand the kingdom and decrease the population of hell in the name of Jesus. So I thank you again, each and every one that has joined us here on Shabbat Saturday. Everyone, listen. Expect a great move of God in your lives, especially
yes.
those who have accepted him as their personal Lord and Savior. We decree and declare, Father God, your mighty acts and great exploits. Begin to believe God, people of God. Take him at his word.
Yes,
he can take
God.
You from
be,
where
oh,
you
God.
Are now to where
Hallelujah,
you are to be.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Fulfilling your purpose and your destiny. So,
yes,
Abba Father, again,
God.
I thank you. I bless your name for this broadcast. I thank you. Hallelujah. I feel the presence of God for your glory that is resting on it. And I thank you, Lord God, that those who are under the sound of our voices now and later on the rebroadcast will experience a great manifestation of your power and your presence. Touch the life and nature of God within them. Change indeed is taking place now. I want to say thank you again, Prophetess Lisa. I love you, Sister
yes.
Queen,
love
for stopping
you
by and ministering to us.
And thank you each and every one for stopping by for another Shabbat Saturday. Thank you, Dr. Kimmy Kim and the Elation family, right? The Elation family and iHeart and Spricker, amen, for this platform and for God's people. Listen, the recording will be available on YouTube following the broadcast. I certainly do pray the Lord will continue to bless you indeed and enlarge your borders and your territories in the mighty name of Jesus. All of you, please come back next Saturday and join us at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for another Shabbat Saturday with your host, Apostle Dawn, at this great station, Elation Radio, and Dr. Kimmy Kim. Thank you again, Prophetess Lisa.
Bless you. Thank you, my sister.
Dr. Kimmy Kim, now please close us out. Shalom, everyone. Thank you, Dr. Kimmy Kim. Would you please close us out in Jesus' name? We love you.